This is what's great about sports. You play to win the game.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm not
real serious. I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
Playoffs? You kidding me? I just hope we can win a game.
You're listening to the Send It All podcast with your host, Lucian the Revolution Otter, and Brad Stone, or Paul, or Hogan, or somebody else.
Welcome, everyone. It is the Send It All podcast, week 7. I'm your host, Lucian. Joining me, as always, is my co-host, Mr. Brad Stone. Brad, how you doing?
Doing great. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday.
Excited. It was a fun game to watch last night. Back and forth. It's not often you get that in the Thursday game, and looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, are you able to hear me?
Yeah, I'm just... Dude, I'm so tired today. Had a long day at work, and
all right. What do you want to just let's fire through this then?
All right. So week 5 and 6 are in the books. I'm sure you guys are aware that we took a break last week. It just didn't work out. You know, this happens. Me and Brad needed to take a mental holiday for the week, and I think it paid off. How did you spend your week off?
Oh, it was great. You know, just needed a mental health break. You know, that's obviously very, very important in today's day and age, and people have to respect that. Just jumping into a few things here, though, Lucian, is yes. Paul the new Karen?
Paul is definitely the new Karen. I've never heard anyone complain this much. Not even Petey at peak Karen-ness complained as much as Paul complains this year. Why do you think that is? What snapped inside of Paul's little pea-sized brain?
You know, he just always likes to pretend that he's the victim, the Chupa Karens, as we call them. They just like to complain. You know, it's just a constant thing with him. He got us into the whole Litecoin fiasco. I mean, the writing was kind of on the wall at that point. He's obviously to blame for the CCP sleeper experience. So Paul, you know, he's got a lot of things that he's caused, and it's a well-deserved Karen.
Yeah, you know, I feel like he's causing a lot of emotional stress in this league. I don't know what's going on. Maybe we need to get our manager involved. Maybe that's the only way that we can get him to stop doing this. So Wes, as our manager, please speak to this Karen and have him shut up.
Yep, Kim Jong-West, get on it.
Speaking of Paul and Karens, how do you feel about calling out bad trade offers? Do you think I was in the wrong when I called out Chad tonight?
I don't think so at all. You know, some people say you shouldn't even put someone else's trade offer in public, that it's a private thing. But in the interest of full disclosure, I think you do it's absolutely fair game to publicly humiliate someone when Chad behaves like that.
I mean, some of these trades, it's just, what are we doing, folks? What are we doing? I know everyone wants to better their team, and they don't want to give up their star players. But when you offer garbage, what are you expecting, that we accidentally hit accept? Like, I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, maybe just hoping you've had a few cocktails, and maybe you misread the names, or your finger slips and you hit accept when you meant to push reject.
I just think we all need to do better. Do you hear that, league? I'm putting everyone on blast. Do better. Be better.
How can Lucian's tired.
The best team in the league. Or the best
Lucian's tired. He's angry.
Universe.
He's coming after everybody now. He's coming after each and every one of you.
I mean, we say we hate you all for a reason. It's because it's true. I mean, we hate every single one of you with a burning passion of 1,000 suns.
Clearly, Lucian really does on this fine Friday night.
Speaking of hating everyone, Wes and Miner, both of them have come forward and requested, more like ordered you and I to mention their teams on the podcast because they think they're so great and worthy of mention. Where do these two people get off? Where do these two egomaniacs get off thinking that we need to talk about their teams? Is this, what do you think about this? Because I just think it's lunacy.
Well, after kicking Miner's ass last week, I'm happy to talk about how terrible of a performer he is. Clearly, he's just not up to the task. I beat him in the finals, of course, the most talked about, most electric finals of all time back in 2020. And happy to beat him again. Miner, I mean, you picked a bad time to be talked about here. You really embarrassed yourself. And maybe you just need to go back to that beach, get some tequila, and take a nap.
If you're asking people to talk about you, you're not worthy of being talked about. I'm sorry. If you want to get mentioned on this podcast, you do it for your merit, not because you requested it.
I would like to see, you know, I think Kim Jong-un, who's our dear leader, he obviously gets his fair share of airtime, but I'm not really sure how we could talk about him more. Obviously, we deify him as the god that he is, as our dear leader. Maybe Miner should start his own podcast, and he can just talk about his team, and I'm sure that'll get a lot of listeners.
It'll get no listeners. Zero listeners.
It's all about ratings, and Miner, you don't have the ratings.
No. And none of you have the energy to do a podcast. Let me tell you how many hours it takes me to do a podcast each week. Maybe I won't, because I'm too freaking tired. But speaking of tiredness, I have a question for you, Brad, as a two-time champ. How do you deal with mid-season fatigue? You know, I know personally I haven't been on top of my game the last couple weeks just because of outside stuff going on in my life. And naturally, normally, I get pretty burnt out because I spend so much time pre-draft and then draft and then the first few weeks going so hard, trying to consume all the news that I can, that by the time the middle of the season comes around, I'm just kind of burnt out. So how do you deal with the mid-season fatigue?
Yeah, you just got to set the time for when you're going to do it. You know, I know for me, I do my waivers Tuesday from 9 to like 9:30. It's kind of my waiver wire time because, you know, I like to see if there's any breaking news during the day before I jump in there. And so I think it's just about time management. Of course, we try to consume as much NFL football as we can. But I think you got to be okay with yourself, maybe skipping a Thursday game or a Monday game here and there. And just, you know, setting some time for yourself, for mental health days. I mean, you can go apple picking, you go to the pumpkin patch right now, you can go buy some Halloween candy. I mean, just get out there. And you can also always listen to the games on the radio if you just need to be out in the world.
I kind of skip Monday games. I can stream it on my phone through my NFL app. But I'll be honest, I haven't had a lot of players in the Monday night games, so I haven't really been that interested.
That's kind of my below deck. That's my below deck night. Shout out to anybody that watches Below Deck Med. Captain Sandy killing it as usual this year.
I don't know what that show is, but if you like it, I'm sure it's great.
It's a lot of, 20-year-old hard bodies on mega yachts as the workers. And you can imagine the drunken fights, the makeouts, the hookups, the drama. About work and life. It just has it all. We should get a fantasy season going for Below Deck.
Like bet on who's going to win a fight?
Yeah, whoever, if like they cuss or if they scream or if they, you know, quit or get fired. I mean, that'd be worth a lot of points.
All right, that sounds
like I'll put something together. Game. Yeah, I'll put something together for it.
All right, sounds good. So Brad, another question for you. We're 7 weeks into using the Sleeper app. Has it grown on you? Has your opinion changed at all about it?
Nope. It's horrible. It's a CCP front, and I will be proposing directly that we return to our home, to good old American app, NFL, next season. And I think everybody agrees with me. Lucian, where do you stand on Sleeper?
I kind of like it.
I
don't like the notifications to bet just because fucking hate notifications. That red dot of pain, especially when you click on an app just to turn it off and it won't let you turn it off. It just stays there.
Oh, yeah.
And I just see that red dot and it's staring at me and mocking me and I just want to strangle it.
You could go into like focus mode, you know, and that gets rid of the notifications.
Really? All right. I'm going to be in full focus mode for the rest of my life.
There you go. Focus. No notifications.
Speaking of unfocused, Hogan, man. Hogan and his statistics. I don't know who made him the king of statistics, the guy that we go to for all math stuff. But Hogan seems to have taken this upon himself to be the statistics guy. And I just want to know, how annoying is Hogan and his stupid statistics?
He just makes them all up, and he is the ultimate, well, actually, kind of guy. He'll never have fun in the debate. I mean, you can't just say something without him being like, well, actually, you're wrong. And it's like, shut up, Hogan. We don't need any of that in our lives.
Yeah, Hogan.
Clearly, we got a lot of anger in this pod. I'm loving this. Let's burn everybody down. Who should I go after next year? Let me pick someone random. You know what, Jason? You suck, man. I don't have anything else to say. No, I'm kidding. I love you, Jason. But
you said you were going to come on the pod like 2 weeks ago. And then you're like, no, maybe next week. So I call you the week after. And you're like, no, maybe next week. It's like every time I call him to be on the pod, he's like, oh, next week. And you know what, Jason? I'm just going to say, there's going to come a time when there are no more weeks left. So if you don't want to be on the pod, just come out and say it. Stop making excuses.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I mean, we could go after a lot of people here. I mean, Mark, that guy doesn't even talk. I mean, is he even in the league?
I don't know. Who even is Mark? Has anyone actually ever met Mark?
That's interesting. That's interesting.
I'm sorry. He might be a fake person. Maybe the Sleeper app created him. As the 14th.
Is he just a hologram? I mean, I have golfed with him, but he might be a hologram. I mean, at his wedding, I had a lot of suspicion that he was a hologram.
There's just a lot of stuff we don't know about. Technology, hidden technology within the government. You ever heard of a thing called Project Bluebeam? That could be
more. No. Well, give me the gist on this. I need to know what the Bluebeam is.
Oh, Project Bluebeam is a device that it's basically a satellite that can use lasers to create holograms on the planet of real objects.
Wow.
So you could be looking at a car on the side of a street, but it's actually just a projection projected from space.
Wow.
And so the idea is that there's going to be a staged alien invasion using this blue beam technology to fake spacecraft and aliens as a way to unite the planet under a one-world government.
Wow. Wow. I mean, yeah, I was going to say there's got to be some good military ramifications from using that project. Was it Blue Beam?
Blue Beam. Yeah. I mean, imagine if you're an enemy and you see 50,000 tanks rolling towards you. And you think, oh, shit, yeah, I'm dead. When really, they're all just projections. Maybe there's only like 20 of them.
You know, I think that's the only way Paul will ever get close to a title is if he had access to technology like that. And that probably wouldn't even be enough because people just wouldn't believe it.
No. I mean, if Paul tried to get that technology, he'd be black bagged in a second.
Wow. Black bagged. Man. All right. Are we going down conspiracy corner here?
We might. I mean, I feel half my job is dealing with this kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, it's not even conspiracy then. If you vetted it.
Yeah, exactly. It's the truth.
Yeah. The truth will set you free.
Weekly recap. Listen, guys, we have the weekly recaps, but I'll be honest, I didn't put anything down. We did take predictions between you and me on the Sleeper app, but we didn't get a guest prediction. So I'm not going to count our predictions this week, even though we both did pretty well. I think I got 6 right, you got 5 right. That being
not
said,
bad.
Let's talk about any of the matchups that you can remember, anything that stood out. But mostly focus on the stuff, the shit that people did wrong in their matchups.
Yeah, well, Paul got 54. I feel like we're talking about Karen a lot, but that's what happens when you become a Karen. He scored 54.45 points, and he got lucky to even get there. I mean, that's probably the worst showing I've ever seen in SendIt history.
Yeah, we should probably ask our historian and statistician, Hogan, see what he says. But
Hogan. Yeah, you know, I was really proud of Tom, obviously. taking down that big W. He put up 120.5. I mean, if he could have just benched half his players and still beaten Paul, I mean, he just killed it that week. You know, the Swifties, a.k.a. Petey, he's down to 2-4. Not looking good for him. Seems like it's all kind of slipping away. Bama Joe with the big win, fighting back there, getting to 3-3. Things on the up and up for him. Hogan, 1-5. I mean, who do you have as the toilet bowl favorite now?
I believe I've always had Hogan down there, but according to Hogan's statistics, a 1-5 can still make the playoffs, guys. 1-5, statistically, wow. Still pass, but it made the playoffs.
Yeah, he always puts out that chart as the season goes on because he's always so bad, and he wants to convince us that he's actually not mathematically eliminated. And again, you know, he does have that one win, but I'm convinced Nolan was in charge that week.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just go through some teams here. The Jack A. Chans. Eric, I don't know what you're doing. Get out of here. You suck. Jason, baby back ribs. Yeah, you're 4-2, but you know what? This baby's going back to the crib. Week's over. Get out of here.
Got him. Cobra roasted. State.
Boom. Roasted. Deep Copper State. I'll give you credit for fighting, whereas Hogan has completely given up. But still, your team is beyond saving. Get out of here. Boom. You're roasted. Minor, more humble. Yeah, you were humbled by Brad. How's that feel? You suck. Boom. Roasted.
Idiot.
Next up, we have Keeper of the Lake, Mark. I still don't know what your team means. It's stupid. You suck. Roasted. Pookachews. What can I say? I don't choose you. Boom. Roasted. Robbie, Big Red Sea. You lost to me, man. You suck. Roasted. Bama Joe. You're always in my corner. You're always fighting me, but still, you suck. Roasted. Chad, you offer terrible trades, and I hate you. Boom, roasted. Petey. Petey. I get Petey and Eric mixed up. They're pretty much the same person. Swifties, ever since you sided with Taylor Swift, your team has sucked, and so do you. Boom, roasted. Hogan, what can I say? You're the worst. Roasted. And Brad, I'll give you a pass.
Wow, very generous. Very generous.
Wait, did I say Paul? Paul, you're the worst. The absolute worst, and that's why you always be in the matchup of the week forever.
All right,
all time.
All right, well, I think the report is you all suck. Should we jump into some injuries and news here, Lucian?
Yeah, we can do that.
Rub some dirt on it. Injuries and news.
Oh yeah, there's no sleeper report. You all suck. Okay, injuries and news. Guess what, Brad? A lot of people are injured. JJ Jackson, IR. Devon Achane, IR. Khalil Herbert, IR. James Conner, IR. Anthony Richardson, IR. CMC's hurt. Debo's got a boo-boo. Fields out. Freiermuth is fried. Jimmy G Wiz, I'm out again. Devontae Smith hurt. Kyron out for 3 weeks, but Kyler is coming back in 3 weeks. That's pretty much all I got. What else do you got?
There you go. A lot of, you got to rub some dirt on it with a lot of these. Yeah. Obviously some stars. I mean, it's not great for me losing James Conner and Debo, but Debo got a boo-boo, but this is the first time I've ever had Debo on my team. And I'm beginning to learn that he just likes to be hurt.
You know, I had him last year and I said, never again.
Yeah. It seems like he's always got the two.
Hey, Brad, you should draft Debo.
Yeah. He's always got the questionable by him. And then he'll like play for like 3 minutes of the game and then he'll like sprain his shoulder and he'll be out. But then he's back like practicing 2 days later. And I'm like, maybe he just wants to collect that paycheck, which, hey, more power to him.
Yeah, man. That's one thing I learned in this life. Whatever you do, make sure you get that money.
Yeah, get that bag, as Dion would say.
Get that bag. How's Dion doing, by the way?
Are you falling? Oh, it's all falling apart. They lost to Stanford last week. They were up 29-0 at the half and collapsed.
Oh my gosh.
So that's you know, you're not hearing a lot of the hype anymore, and it sounds like the CU boys and Eric and Paul have just gone MIA.
Yeah, well, as someone who lives in Boulder, I can tell you the hype around here is still going strong. I see bumper stickers everywhere. I see flags.
Wow.
People are still supporting it. I see moms and dads buying those sunglasses that he wears.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting on. Well, I see Flash in their big watches.
It's all about Flash, you know?
Yeah.
Got to be flashy.
Over substance.
That's all that matters, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, you ready for the Waiver Wire Frenzy?
Let's jump on it.
The Waiver Wire Frenzy.
Waiver Wire Frenzy.
I don't really care about the Waiver Wire Frenzy this week. I just want to mention that Paul spent a shit ton of his WAB on a bunch of players last week, and then he went and dropped them all. So the WAB King is now the WAB Popper.
Wow. Wow. What a loser.
Oh, I would say that's all I got. Joe did spend $81 on Zach Evans. I don't know why.
Well,
but he has
let's see. Who is the WAP King right now? We got 184 for the Swifties. Let's see. I'm down to 171. Uh-oh. You got Wes at 139. So Petey is right now the WAB King.
Wow. Well, wouldn't he be the WAB Queen since he's Karen?
That's a very good point. But I don't know what he identifies as. So, you know, don't project your pronouns on him. I just did it.
Brad,
we're going to have a diversity. We're
going to
have a diversity training expert on next week, so stay tuned for that.
All right. We really need to hire a chief diversity officer here.
Yep.
Pod. Okay. Waiver Wire Frenzy. Now it's time for Benedict Arnold's Traders of the Week.
Benedict Arnold's Traders of the Week.
Bum, 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 bum. Traders of the Week. I'm making my sound effects as I go.
I like it.
Eric and Petey, T. Higgins for Nico Collins and Brock Purdy. Yeah, it's not too bad. What do you think?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Minor.
Nothing to say about it.
Rico Dowdle for Jalen Reed and one WAB.
I love seeing the WAB involved. Whoever got the WAB won the trade. It's all about the WAB.
I think Wes wanted that just so he can have 201, but then he went and spent it all.
There you go. He wanted to be the WAB king for a minute.
Yeah. A WAB king for a day.
For a day. I'm watching The Price is Right now. They do Friday night primetime, and they're spinning the wheel.
Oh, really?
It's great stuff. I wonder if Paul was at this recording.
I thought that was like a morning thing. I always used to watch that when I was homesick from school.
I think with the actor strike and the writer strike, they're using like reality TV because it's like the only thing they can use that they can like be filming, you know?
They're so smart. Something surprising happened with the trades this week. Two happened back to back within mere seconds, both involving Hogan. First one was Petey and Hogan. It was Pittman for Prescott and Tutu Atwell. I will just say this. Hogan, you're trading for Prescott, who sucks, and Atwell, who just has Cooper Kupp come back. I thought it was kind of a dumb trade.
Just weird timing, as usual, by Hogan.
Yeah, he's trying too hard. I don't know. And then Hogan followed that up with Rob trading Sam Howell and Christian Watson for Jerry Jeudy and Rashad White, which I have to chuckle because I traded Jerry Jeudy and Rashad White to Robbie for Mike Evans, and now he's just unloading his trash on Hogan.
Taking out the trash.
Yeah.
We're not even recycling. Well, it's kind of like recycling, but we're taking out the trash.
Yeah, well, it's not recycling if you just end up at the dump, which is Hogan's team.
Not very green.
No. Come on, Robbie. Be better. Go green.
All right.
All right. Well, I guess that gets into our special guest. Brad, are you ready to to talk about some ads while I bring on our special guest.
This podcast is brought to you by...
Let's do it. A little different this week. We are brought to you by The Price is Right, obviously. They're spinning the wheel. Was going to talk about what kind of my favorite games are on this show. You know, people love Plinko. That's obviously the GOAT. I like the Mountain Man game where the guy's like yodeling. That one's a good time. I also enjoy the, what's the other one that they do? Or you have to go like higher or lower. That one's fun. I guess my dream would be to do Plinko though. Paul, you got to get me on this show, man. I've been a Price is Right fan since I was a little kid. Obviously Bob Barker, Have Your Pet Spayed and Neutered, the GOAT, RIP. But we still got, you know, Drew's fit in very well. Got to say he's done a good job making the show a little bit of his own. And everybody get out there, watch The Price is Right, play some fun pricing games.
All right, folks, with that being said, let's bring on our special guest. You know him. He's a former champ. He is the reigning champion in the Send It All, or the Send It Fantasy Football League. His name is Robbie with a Y, because we gotta. Robbie Ritchie.
Special guest, Robbie Ritchie with a Y, because we gotta.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, welcome, Robbie. How have you been?
I've been good, Just watching this Diamondbacks game and, you know, sweating the action.
Dude, how was it going to the game?
It was really fun. Quick turnaround. We literally drove out Wednesday night, got there like 1 in the morning, crashed at my father-in-law's house, went to the game at 2 o'clock, and they won in a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth, which was awesome. And we literally left the game, got in the car, and drove home 5 hours and got home at 11:15.
Wow, so that's some dedication right there.
Yeah.
But you know what? I've made that drive from Orange County to Phoenix probably 100 times in my life, and it's pretty nice. I enjoy it, especially at night. It's just like one road straight all the way across.
Yeah, it's really not too bad.
Yeah, the only dicey part's when you're like going through the hills there, you know? And it's like there's like two highways when you're going through the mountains, and it's like you got all the trucks and like people passing each other. That gets a little sketch, but otherwise it's pretty flat.
My dad told me that back in the day there was like no divider or anything there, and he says there are always tons of crashes, like head-on crashes.
Oh man,
people are the worst drivers. I hate that two-lane road because people sit in the left lane, they don't get over, and then it's just becomes a nightmare.
Yeah, people. Why don't people understand that? The left lane is for passing. It's not for cruising.
Yeah, exactly. In Oklahoma, it's like the law. You only pass in the left lane. It's like great.
Yeah, that's the same way in Colorado.
Yeah. But for the baseball game, one final comment. It was really cool being in Arizona, seeing a home game, because we actually went to a game at the Dodgers and saw them win. And obviously, we were the only one cheering, surrounded by a bunch of people that weren't very happy. So it was definitely fun to be on the other side and be with the home crowd. And my wife's a hardcore Diamondbacks fan, so she had a great time.
Oh, that's awesome. I remember when the Diamondbacks first started, I was living in Phoenix at the time, and people were pumped. And then I think they won like the World Series either in the first or second year.
Yeah, I think it was the third. Yeah, they started in 1998 and they won it in 2001. So, yeah, Brittany was living in Phoenix at the time too. Yeah, she was playing softball living in Phoenix at like 8 years old. So they had a baseball team. So she's loved them ever since.
That's awesome when you can get into a team when they from inception.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of like me with the Jags.
Yeah, that's true. Until you became a Cardinals fan.
Yeah, yeah. It's a love-hate switchback.
It's nice to have two teams to switch from.
Yeah.
So, Robbie, I want to know, how do you feel about your season so far?
I'm happy with my team, but I think I've outmanaged myself. I think I've overthought a few things, and I've had multiple chances to win. I could have started Fields 2 weeks ago and won. And I think if I would have started Barkley and Everett, I might have beat you last week, so I might have had a chance. But otherwise, I feel like my team's in good shape, but those couple of those losses could come back to haunt me, so we'll see.
Well, I have to commend you. You were able to get rid of some garbage this week in Jerry Jeudy and Rashad White to Hogan's team. So I just want to congratulate you on that and picking up Christian Watson and Sam Howell as well.
things. I think it was a good trade. I mean, Hogan just picked up Howell off the waiver, so it's not like he's some crazy guy. And I think Hogan Montgomery's out this week, so he's going to need a running back. So he's going to end up playing White. So White will get the job done. He's due for a touchdown. He didn't get any for me, so I'm sure he will as soon as I trade him. But yeah, hopefully Watson should work out well. And I'm rolling the dice with Howell, but I need a quarterback.
I am so disappointed in Jeudy and the Broncos office in general. They're so bad. Like I can't think about starting anyone on the Broncos.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, I'm a slutton for Sutton now. Sutton right here.
What do you think about the Broncos?
They're terrible. I think it's, Sean Payton's got to be going out of his mind, but it has to be. I mean, you got to start with Russell Wilson. Like, what else can he say? Like, I don't know how to defend that guy.
Yeah,
I think country. Let's ride.
I feel like he was overrated.
Drew Lock had a better winning percentage than Russell Wilson.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe it. I think they've just put too much on his plate at the Seahawks, and he kind of proved that he needs talent around him. He can't run the show, and that's being proven again, I think.
Yeah, well, when you don't have Big Balls Pete as your coach, not much you can do.
Yeah.
Ooh. Remember big double days, for the Phillies there.
I'm not watching it, but I'm listening. I'm listening to her screaming downstairs. I'm basing off of that.
Double. Yeah.
Robbie, did your wife help you pick your team at all this year? I know she's usually at the draft, but we had an offline draft this year.
No, I think she wasn't around. She's over football at this point. She's well into baseball.
Oh, okay.
But
do you think she'd be proud of your team or disappointed?
3-3, it's pretty average. So I think she knows. She's heard me complain about my bad decisions. So.
Well, it's good that you have a sounding board like that.
Yeah.
Get your tinfoil hats, because it's time for Conspiracy Corner.
You guys, do you want to get into a Conspiracy Corner? I don't know if we have an idea. I came up with something, and it's the news that the Olympics have included flag football into the Olympics, and then the NFL came out today and said that they're encouraging NFL players to join a flag football team for the Olympics. Is this ridiculous? I don't understand. Why not just do real football? Is that because other countries can't compete?
What are they going to have? Just like 12 American teams? Like, how's this going to work? I guess we just want to win more gold medals, so I'm all for that. But
I just imagine it's like watching the Pro Bowl out there or something. Like, who's going to try hard at that?
I mean, it'd be cool to see Mahomes like sling it out there, I guess. But I don't know. What do you think, Rob?
I mean, I think it makes sense for girls. I thought that was kind of the whole point, because like right now it's really big in like high school. Girls flag football is like blown up this year and become a sport. And so all the girls are all stoked because they can play now. So I figured for the Olympics and all that, that would be cool. I mean, I wasn't really thinking about having like NFL players do it, but I mean, I guess that could be interesting. But I think it kind of seems a little weird.
Oh, I had no idea that it was exploding with young ladies.
Yeah, so this is like the first year. It's cool. Like the first year I think that they're doing it as like a, I don't know about like CIF certified sport, but a lot of the high schools have official teams now.
Like a club team, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great on the high school and club level, but I mean, when you're trying to show off, your athletic prowess as a country, and you're going to do that with flag football, I don't think I understand.
Yeah, to Brad's point, I don't know. How are the other countries going to compete? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I know we have outreach programs to like countries in Africa, giving guys over there like chances to join the NFL, like tryouts and stuff. And then I think they play in Australia and Germany and
Japan. Yeah, Germany they play.
They play in Japan.
Austria. They do. They're into it. Yeah, there's like a lot of like expats over there that are into it. My cousin was a coach for a pro Austrian team over there.
I would love to watch a pro football Japanese team play.
I hear screaming downstairs. So.
Diamondbacks must have scored.
There's a bloody murder right now.
No, they just won. It was the ninth
inning. They won.
So she's happy.
6-5. Tied at 2, right?
Yeah, no, 2-1.
Two, two,
two, two. Okay. Yeah, they won yesterday. Maybe they're going to go 2-1. So.
Huge. There's your baseball update.
Baseball. Yeah. All right, guys, let's get into the week 7 matchups.
Weekly matchups. It's time for a duel.
We're going to start off with the matchup of the week. I'm calling it the Boulder Bowl. It's the Jean-Lucien Picards versus the Jack A. Chans. It's a 4-2 team versus a 3-3 team. Brad, let's start with you. What do you see in this matchup, and who do you have winning?
Yeah, unfortunately, the A. Chans are without their flagship player, so I am going with Lucien.
All right, Robbie, how about you?
I think it should be a good matchup. I think Lamar's due to have a big week. And I think the rest of your matchups look pretty good, Lucien. And Olave only getting 9. That's not, you know, anything too crazy. So I think I'm going to go with Lucien.
I'm going to have to go with myself as well. You know, A-Chan's out. Two of his wide receivers, T. Higgins and then someone else, also have a bye week this week. So it's not great for Eric. And plus, yeah, I agree with you. Lamar's due for a big game, and freaking Davante Adams is due for a big game because he's done shit the last 2 weeks. And so he called out his team. He's like, hey, I'm a superstar. Give me the ball. And usually after a player does that, that's exactly what the team does.
So, one final thing I will say is he has Hockenson on Monday, so he could be down 30 and, you know, still have a shot theoretically. So you never know. That could come down to that, obviously.
That's true. Jimmy G Wiz is out. Yeah, okay. Well, let's get into the matchup of the week. And now it's time for a special announcement. Paul, a.k.a. El Chupacabra, will be in the matchup of the week every week going forward until I say so. So I just want to congratulate Paul on winning an award, the matchup team of the year. So the matchup is the Burrito Bowl versus El Chupacabra. I'll start this one off. I think Chad wins this in a landslide. Paul, you've just had too many injuries, and it's not going to work out for you this year. I'm sorry. But Brad, how about you? What do you think? Who do you think is going to win?
Yeah, the Chupacarans are going down. He's starting Baker Mayfield over Kirk Cousins, and I'm sure that will, you know, just shoot him in the foot as usual when Paul makes decisions. I mean, he's starting Ezekiel Elliott, KJ Osborne. It's just a mess of a roster. Just pack it in this year, Chupacarans. So, yes, I will be going with Chad.
Okay. Robbie, how about you?
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough for Paul this week. If he does start Baker, I mean, Chad's got Mike Evans, so even if Baker has a big game, it's going to be tough with Evans. Debo looks questionable. He might not even play. So I think I'll probably go with Chad this week.
All right. Well, next up, we have the Banker Cack versus Baby Back Gibbs. Brad, you said some awful, hurtful things about Jason this week on the pod. How do you think you're going to do against him?
I'm not taking any of them back. I am definitely picking myself. Robbie, you weren't here for it, but we're going after Jason because we want to go after the quiet people. So he's obviously a prime target for that. And for that reason alone, I will be taking the W.
All right, Robbie, who do you think wins in this battle of the bees, Banker versus Baby?
I think it's going to be tough for Brad because he's got a lot of good matchups and a lot of primetime games. He's got Tyreek on Sunday night and Ayuk on Monday night and Josh Allen, obviously. But Herbert could save you, but you never know. But let's see what I put here. And Gibbs, too, because now Monty's going to be out. So I think I'm going to have to go with Jason, unfortunately, Brad. Sorry.
Yeah, I was looking at the matchup as well. And Brad, you know I love you. But I do have Jason winning this one, but
well, assault.
You're both 4-2. You're at the top of the list, and it could really be anyone's game. So we'll just have to see what the night brings.
Yeah, Brad does well as the underdog, so I was picking against him only for his benefit.
And usually the opposite happens of whatever I pick. So Brad, this could be good for you.
Positivity.
All right, next up, we have Deep Cobra State versus More Humble, formerly known as Chasing TDs, More something. I don't know. He's trying to play the humble card. It's Miner versus Wes. Brad, let's start with you. Who do you think wins this matchup?
Yeah, these two have been begging for more air time. I'm not going to give them the satisfaction. I'm going with Miner, though.
Yeah, I don't want to pick any of them. I think they're both egomaniacs. who only care about themselves, but because I have to pick one person, I have to pick Miner. He's less annoying. Robbie, what about you? What expert analysis do you have about who will win this game?
Well, I think this may be my upset pick of the week because I think I'm leaning towards Wes. It looks like Deshaun Watson's going to play, so he's got his quarterback in there. Jeff Wilson should be back, so he'll probably put him at running back. I think San Francisco Monday night against the Vikings could end up being big. Devontae Smith is due for a big game on primetime Sunday, so I'm going to take the upset and go with Wes this week.
But isn't Devontae Smith not even practicing? Is there a chance he doesn't even play?
No, I think he said he was okay.
I don't know. Why did they bring in Julio Jones then?
It says he's off the week 7 injury report. He's good to go.
All right. We'll see. All right, next up we have Bama Joe versus Big Red in the Face. Sorry, that was going to be my name for you when we had a matchup last week. Big Red C. It's Joe versus Robbie. I'll start this one off. Robbie, I think you're going to win this one. I think Bama Joe is wasting money on the waiver wire, and I think you got a solid plan. But Brad, who do you think is going to win?
Yeah, I'm going with the upset here. I'm going to Roll Tide. You know, Lawrence had a decent game. Obviously, Kamara went out and was a stud as usual. But I just think Joe's going to rally the troops. I mean, his defense kicker did decent. You know, his tight end with 7 kind of did what you'd expect him to do. So I think he's just going to grind it out. I mean, we'll see if Robbie can get out there and put up the points needed. But, it's going to be close.
Okay. Robbie, what about you? Do you think it's going to be an upset as well?
It definitely could be because I've had some rough luck, I feel like. But I think it was a good start on Thursday. You know, he started 4 Jags against me, so that's pretty rough. He had the kicker, the defense, the tight end, and the quarterback all against me, and I think I survived that. And with Kamara having 23. So I think I'm picking myself for sure. I'm due for a big week in Addison on Monday night, I think. And hopefully those trade works out with Watson, and Barkley looks to be back to full strength. But he's got some guys, too. Deontay Johnson's back. Stephon Diggs is always scary. So it should be good, but I'll take myself.
Wow, Bama played 4 Jags players. Is Bama Joe a bigger Jags fan than Robbie?
He might be.
Wow. Many people are saying that Joe is a big Jags fan. I don't actually know who his NFL team is. Maybe like the Falcons or something? I mean, from the South? I don't know.
Atlanta makes sense. I think
it is Falcons, but the Jags are very close to the South. I mean, that's about as close as you can get to. I know people that live in Alabama and other places that could be Notre Jags fans.
Well, I think Bama Joe's been reeling ever since that rumor came out that Nick Saban's been propped up by another coach over his whole tenure in Alabama.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I can't remember who the guy's name was. It was a meme I saw. I really don't follow Bama football. Next up, we have Swifties versus Wes's stepfather. It is Karen Peterson versus Hogan, Nolan's lesser brother. That being said, I'm picking Hogan to win this one. I think Pete is going down. He allied himself with the Taylor Swifties, and that's going to be his downfall. But Brad, who do you have winning this matchup?
I'm going with the Swifties.
What?
Hogan, I'm sure, is trying to have some – I'm sure he has some math for why he's starting Geno Smith as a quarterback and thinks Geno Smith is actually good. I mean, I'm going to need to see that math, Hogan, because I'm sure in your mind that's a fact, but he is garbage. Your team is garbage. You're going to win the toilet bowl, and you're going to wear a very cute pink shirt at the draft next time.
All right, Robbie, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I am leaning towards Petey. I think Hogan is going to put up a respectable team. He's been close every week, it feels like, but Metcalf is looking like he might not even play, unfortunately, and Petey's got Purdy and Kittle connection on Monday. If he gets a touchdown, that's going to be tough. CMC could end up being the big wild card because he may not play, and I guess he has Mitchell, but who knows with him. But I'm going to take Petey.
All right, 2 for Petey. Well, I thought Hogan made some moves there at the end, and I was banking on them paying off, but we'll see.
I think he's definitely still fighting. Hogan's still fighting.
That's good. He's got to do something because he only had 1 win so far.
He's definitely mathematically eliminated, though.
No. If everyone else loses, every single
I'm 0-13, but
a one-win team can make the playoffs.
They added an extra week in the NFL now, so it changes all the odds.
Yeah, even if we just keep adding weeks, Hogan will have a better chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah.
All right, we have one more matchup of the week. Well, it's not the matchup of the week, but we have one more matchup in this week. It's the Pukachus versus Keeper of the Lake. Mark the Hologram versus Thomas the Pokemon. I don't know. I'm picking Mark to win this one. Keeper of the Lake. As we know, Project Bluebeam is going to hit its mark this week. No pun intended, Mark. But yeah, that's my analysis. It's an expert analysis. I am not tired. And I'm taking this very seriously. But Brad, how seriously are you taking this and who you pick to win?
Pukachu, I choose you. I'm going with him. Mahomes is going to have a great matchup playing home versus the Chargers. Obviously, Mark does have Hurts with a pretty good matchup versus Miami. But I just think we got the momentum going for us now. Thomas, as everybody knows, I picked Thomas to go to the extended championship, and I'm sticking by that. Therefore, going with the Pukachus.
All right, bold statement. Robbie, who do you have the last pick of the week?
I think this is going to be a good match. Honestly, if we did these picks on Wednesday, I probably would have picked Thomas, but obviously ETN and Kirk both had really good games on Thursday, so I think it swung it towards Mark, but I definitely think Mahomes, you know, obviously is due for a breakout at some point, you would think, and with both the Rams receivers, one of them you think is going to have a big game, so, but I'm going to have to take Mark.
All right.
I think it's the highest scoring game of the week is my prediction.
Really? I think that's probably a good call.
All right, well, maybe we should have made that the matchup of the week. Thanks for the heads up, Brad.
Ah, well, hey, points aren't everything. People like defense in fantasy. Some would say a 90-89 win is more impressive than winning 150-140. Some would say.
Yeah, it's not.
What was the matchup of the week?
Oh, of course, it was my team versus Eric.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right, the Boulder Bowl.
Bull Tide.
The Dions.
It's prime time, baby. Guys, this is the end of the podcast. Did we do this in record time? How long did this take?
Like 45 minutes so far.
Yeah, we're about 15 minutes early. Not too bad. Yeah.
Rob, you got any parting words? I mean, the floor is yours. If you want to take out some hate, you want to give some love, I mean, you just want to talk about the D-backs. I mean, whatever you like.
Hate on every team. Well,
I will start at the beginning, which is the draft. I know you guys like to joke that I wanted the online draft, but obviously I did not. I'm still bummed and bitter about that. I won't let that go. I really think we still could have made it happen this year. But having said that, I'm over that, you know. And Wes and Miners trade, like I said, then when it happened, I wasn't calling for a veto or anything like that. Like Brad said, they're two grown adults. If they want to make that trade, they could. I definitely thought it favored, you know, Wes at the time. It turns out it was pretty wrong decision, but you know, things happen. But like I said, I wasn't vetoing it or anything. I thought they want to make the trade, then make the trade. But otherwise, I think it's been a great year for everybody. You know, it seems pretty well rounded all around. So the podcast has been great as usual, boys.
Wow, this guy came prepared, Brad.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, is Robbie the guest of the year?
I think he's in the running.
Yeah.
We'll have to check the numbers after the episode.
Yeah, it's all about content, it's all about ratings, it's about, you know, subscribers, and we'll see what Robbie does to move the needle here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I bring my notes.
That's what we like about you, Robbie. Brad, what about you? Any parting words?
Let's see. I think I'm just going to be watching the Red Zone at home on Sunday. Should be nice. Going to the USC game tomorrow. Got to try and bounce back against Utah here. You know, Caleb is definitely worth being an NFL owner as part of his contract. So I know there was a little controversy about that, but he is the reigning Heisman champ. So you should just give him a team. Just give him a whole team. Better yet, just start a new team for him. The Fighting Calebs.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I would love to have him on the Cardinals, but he's starting to come off like a clown show.
Well, we'll see. If he loses to Utah, I'll probably turn on him. So,
well, now they're saying that he's tanking so that these bad teams can't pick him.
So he like ends up going like 10th overall or something?
Yeah, exactly. He's trying to do poorly so a better team can pick him.
I have a hard time believing that, but I do think he's he's in like 30 commercials, so every time I look he's in another commercial, and maybe that's been his focus, not the X's and O's. He's trying to get that bag.
He might be a diva in the making.
Mm.
Well, anyways, I just wanted to say I hate you all, guys. I know it sounds like I'm joking when I made fun of each of your teams, but I just want you to know right now that I'm dead serious. I really do hate.
All right, well, we hate you all. Hate you all.
And good night.
You
want
to say it, Rob? You want to say it, Rob?
Hate you all. Thanks, boys.
Hate you all. All right. Good luck this weekend.
No, bad luck. All right.
Yeah, you guys too. Thanks.
Bye. Right. See you guys.
Bad luck.
This is what's great about sports. You play to win the game.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm not
real serious. I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
Playoffs? You kidding me? I just hope we can win a game.
This has been a special presentation of the Send It All podcast featuring the Send It Fantasy Football League. If you're not part of the league and you're listening to the show, I don't know why, but thanks for tuning in. Anything we say should not be taken seriously.